so I completed my PhD there, and as I mentioned, then was interested in applying all this really amazing basic protein biochemistry and genetic knowledge to something that could be more applied. So I always wanted to learn how to surf. So I moved down to San Diego with my wife, and so we moved to the beach. And actually, I didn't have a job. So this is a funny story too. So we're living in Victoria, and I'm finishing up my PhD. I'm just writing it up. And I say to my wife, I visited San Diego once. I've been to the Salk Institute, which you're not aware of, is this just fantastic architecture right on the ocean. 3 or 4 Nobel Prize winners in residence there, and just some really amazing science come out of there. So I thought, I really want to do some science in a very exciting, thought-provoking, and beautiful place like that. So she went online and applied for a job and got an interview 3 days later. And so we drove down to University of California, San Diego, and she got a job, and starting 2 weeks from then. So we packed up and moved to San Diego, and I was like, oh, I haven't even got a position yet. So I actually spent 3 months in San Diego living the dream, unemployed, learning to surf and looking for postdoctoral positions. And I have to say, it was a pretty fun time. So then I started interviewing at the Salk Institute and I eventually found sort of a dream postdoc at Scripps. And it was nice because it was a biochemistry focused type of project, but also with cancer and biology mixed in. So believe it or not, my postdoctoral project was to take a plant virus called cowpea mosaic virus that infects cowpea plants, right, that cows eat, and use that to engineer it to create a cancer targeting agent. So I thought, this is a really cool project. It uses my biochemistry. It sort of uses my engineering excitement about building things that are new. And the rest is history. I met a postdoc down the hall that was working on chickens, and here we are today.